Welcome back to So Over Podcast. We are going to be talking about John Cena getting bottled. We're also going to be talking about Backlash and other WWE news. Today we have Macho Martin.
Yeah.
And we have Pump the Beef tonight.
From the beef.
And it's me, Emmy Blaze. All right. So let's talk about John Cena getting bottled. What do we think about that?
So I've only seen a little clip of it because I'm not up to date. I have not seen SmackDown, not seen Backlash yet, but I have seen someone throw a bottle at John Cena and he's banned for life. Oh, that's what I'm hearing.
Oh, so the guy's actually banned for life now.
That's what I'm hearing. I don't know if that's true. That's what people are saying on the old X app.
I think
But I
that
mean,
makes sense.
I don't know if that's doing them a favor. You know, it's just like, 'cause I've heard the prices of these things, prices for tickets. And if you're sitting close enough to reach John Cena, unless you've got a bionic arm, you know.
I know. Like, imagine paying like £1,000 just to throw a bottle at. He was trying to get two, actually. I think we were looking at the video, and he was trying to reach out for a second one before they caught him.
Crikey. I mean, what was he going to do if he hit him? You know, like,
I
I mean,
know.
it'd be a corker shot, though, hitting an invisible target.
Mean, like, come on now. Why are you getting so mad? You're throwing a beer bottle in the wrestling ring. Like, guys, this is theatre. This is art, you know? You don't go to Les Mis and throw bottles at Jean Valjean. Do you
I
know what I
know
mean?
this isn't WCW, all right? Do you remember that when the wrestlers walked the ring in WCW and be soaking wet by the time they got to the ring because people would be throwing beer on them?
It's just ridiculous. Do you know what I mean? It's like, come on. I'm loving bad John Cena. It's great. You know
Yeah.
what's the Takes me back to the 90s, this sort of bottling. It's like when you go to a concert and it's just like, I'm not being funny, but what an absolute tool. You know?
Yeah.
What do you think, Macho Martin? Haven't you seen the footage?
Thought it was good. Well, he paid his £1,000. He wanted to get something out of it, clearly, more than just a crappy seat. I thought actually they handled it quite well, actually, because as soon as he threw it, they caught him straight away. So I've got to give him the dues. They did catch him straight away, and then obviously got him out. I did see him in the crowd said, "Get him out."
It's just like it is a bit scary though, isn't it? Like if they really don't want people thinking that's okay to do, bottling and throwing stuff into the ring, like what? I feel like the crowd's been getting a bit rowdy for the last few weeks. Like somebody was yelling at a fan, he looks a bit like Tim Westwood. He was like yelling in Naomi's face, like, and it was like, this guys, what's going on here? Like, grow up,
Yeah, maybe they're trying to like up the ante, you know, because we did that European tour and everyone was like, oh, the European fans are so great. And now the American fans are like, we gotta take it up a notch.
But it's like you don't get nasty though. Do you know what I mean? We were just like we were giving them their well-deserved praise. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, we're not like bottling people. Actually, that's more aligned with our hooligan culture. But no one was doing that. We're professionals,
Yeah, they're thinking like, how can we take this up? How can we take this up a notch? I'll
Yeah.
throw a bottle at him.
I mean, talking about that, like, in terms of the crowd last night for Backlash, I think like people were really going for it with Randy. I guess that's his hometown, isn't it? So they were like singing along. It was probably the biggest ovation he's ever got, like not ever got, but that he's got recently this year. So I really think they were maybe you're right, it's the crowd trying to impress,
Yeah, doing something to stand out. When did they scream at Naomi? That's
I think it was it SmackDown, Macho Martin? Like, not this one, but the one before.
I want to shout him when he did it, I think, Westwood.
Yeah.
I got told to shut the hell up or shout.
X needs to get on that. X needs to get on with that because I haven't seen any clips of
Yeah, it was just kind of, it was
that.
just a bit like, come on, like he was doing a lot. This particular person was trying to do a lot, but he was like really like it's good to be invested in everything, but you know, he was a proper grown ass man, and it was like, come on, like it's you're not, it's not you're not in the show, like you're participating, like the guy with the prosthetic leg that he was like, you know, he was participating, do you know what I mean, in something that was okay. But then when you're like yelling and abuse at people, you can hear it on the mics on for the TV, you're like, mate, like come on, we you're not, it's not about you. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know, they need to start putting proper security, like, you know, remember in Italy, was it Italy where they had really like loads of security in the front, like literally. I was like, what are these people going to do? Like, why are these security like basically in front of these people? What have they done? Is there something we missed on the camera or something?
Yeah, I mean,
Maybe
it's
they
always.
paid. Oh, come on.
Oh,
What's that?
go
I was going to say, maybe they feel they've paid this much money that
on.
they feel that they can do this stuff. They're
Yeah.
like, I've paid this amount of money. I should do what I want.
Yeah. I mean, what does that mean as well in terms of going back to the guy bottled or threw the bottle in? What does that mean in terms of like, oh, do you think they're going to start being a bit more stringent about like maybe you can't have bottles, you should just have plastic cups or something? Like, because how did that get in? Because I'm sure in the UK we just have plastic cups, I think. So it wouldn't fly that far, surely, right? I guess if it had beer in it, I don't know.
Yeah, and it ain't going to do any damage if it hits you anyway. Might stain your shirt.
Yeah.
John Cena's only taken it off in a minute anyway.
Yeah. John Cena is like so professional though. Like I actually thought that it was before the footage came out, I thought it was a plant or something like that, because you couldn't see, I think somebody had recorded lots of different angles, but you couldn't see it when it was on TV. It just suddenly happened. I literally had to rewind it back. I was like, what am I just seeing? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, the clip I saw of John Cena where he just puts his hand out and shuts the announcer up.
Yeah.
And then he bent down, picked it up, threw it out, and then he let the announcer carry on. It
Yeah,
was
yeah.
brilliant. Like it looked too cool to be accidental.
It did. And actually, you know what? John Cena's promo was amazing. It was so good. Like he's like really like he's like my favorite person now on the you know, storyline wise. It's like he's getting better like a fine wine, you know. It's like, you know, I'm buying it. I'm loving it. I actually want to buy a shirt. It's actually really good.
You want to enter an abusive relationship with John Cena.
100%. You know what I mean? It's so fun. And like also like the thing what he said about Randy being injured, like what was it, Macho Martin? What did he say?
No, the best one was where Randy's a failure, just like his drug test in 2006.
Yeah. That was like pretty, that was going there. Like I was like, whoa, wow, like people weren't lying about John Cena in his promos, how he can get quite heated up. He's really heated it up now.
Yeah, that's what I mean with Cody Rhodes. Like Cody Rhodes just never spoke to him, and it was for good reason.
Yeah, no, he didn't actually like turn up on most of the times, and we were like, oh, where's John? But like probably like you said, it would have been,
He'd have eaten him alive.
yeah, devastating. But I mean, he kind of has now, isn't he? He just discarded Cody, and we've not seen him since.
Yeah,
No.
we're getting over Cody fatigue, and
Yeah.
he'll be back.
And I like it. So I'm all for it. So to be honest, if Randy, like we all know, if Randy won, he didn't win Backlash. I probably wouldn't have been very happy about that either, because I'd be like, you know, but I'm enjoying this John Cena thing, you know.
Yeah.
So let long may it rain. That's what I say personally.
I see.
I've changed my players now. Well, what about the Pat McAfee fight? Have you seen a little bit about that?
Saw the build up to it, obviously, with old Gunther choking him out. And yeah, I was kind of I'm not a big fan of Pat McAfee. I think he's good at what he does, like he's good at riling up the crowd and stuff like that, but it's kind of like, is it bipartisan a little bit? Is that what it's called? Where both of them agree? There's never any conflict between the two of them, you know. And I just kind of think like, oh, what happened to the, you know, you can still, you know, like disagree and be mates, you know, like remember Jerry Lawler and JR, they used to disagree and they come from different perspectives, but you know, it kind of made it funny. But yeah, Pat McAfee and
Michael Cole.
Michael Cole just seemed to agree on everything. And yeah, Pat McAfee is sometimes annoying, especially when he did like he got up on the table and he started
Oh,
doing some speech or something
I
about,
know.
and it's just like, God almighty, someone shut him up.
That was it for me. Like, that was it for me. When he got up on the table, he was doing a speech. I was like, no, like, I'm gonna boycott wrestling if he wins. If he wins, I will not do this podcast anymore. I will not watch any more wrestling. I'm not wasting my time, because there's a part of us where we have to be, in our childlike states. And then when we have things like this, it's like there's just so much I can take. Pat McAfee, like the fact that he's actually like he was having this fight, and this was like one of the main fights. I was like, he's not a wrestler. Like, Wade Barrett is an ex-wrestler. Like, why? I could maybe deal with that. He's a huge dude as well. Like, but he's retired, right? He's just not that stupid to do this. But Pat McAfee just seems like he wants so much attention, and it's just like, no, nah, like, I'm not. Yeah, I want to watch wrestling. I don't want to watch like some sort of like pity thing. I don't know. It's pitiful.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard from what I've heard, it was a great match.
It was a
From
good one.
what I've heard, yeah, it was super entertaining. You know. Obviously, I haven't seen it. I can't say, but from the clips I've seen, it looked pretty physical.
It was.
Looked pretty brutal. So I've got to say, hats off to old Pat for that. But
I mean,
yeah, just
I'm glad he lost. That's why it was a good match.
yeah.
Eventually he lost. We had to endure how long it was going to take for Gunther to play with him like he was a cat playing with his, sort of pet or something, until he choked him out. And that was all we were waiting for. I don't know much, Martin. What's your opinion? Did you think it was a good match?
No, I went on too long. It was a drain in my life. I was like, well, how long is this going to keep going on? It's crazy how some like wrestlers win matches in like 2 minutes, and yet this match dragged on for like I don't know, but it kind of like wasted my life. It's like, how long are you going to drag this out for? Just choke him already so you can get on with it.
Did it at least like add to the story? Like, was Gunther at least playing with him, toying with him?
Oh
Or
yeah.
did it drag out because Pat McAfee was
It,
going toe to toe?
I mean, no, I didn't go toe to toe. They did drag it out like it was a bit of game, but the fact that it went out for so long is it was my issue. I must have I started to like drift off towards the end of it.
I think like Gunther. It's almost an insult, right? Gunther is probably one of the best wrestlers on the roster as well. Like, the whole point is that he is pretty, and which is a good, it's a good David and Goliath story and stuff like that. But I feel like it starts to be insulting when you've got Austin Fury versus, no, is it Fury or Fury? I always say it wrong.
Theory.
Theory. Him versus Jey Uso, and then that was like, over in seconds. And then and he's like, he's a built guy, he's a decent wrestler, he's been trained properly for years or whatever. And then you've got and he gets beat by Jey Uso, and then Gunther versus this guy, versus Jey Uso. Jey Uso has only just beat Gunther. Do you know what I mean? And then to have Pat McAfee even lasting longer than like 10 minutes is a joke. Do you know what I mean? Like, he couldn't even get into the ring properly. Like, What are we, what are we doing here? It starts to be insulting because that's the whole thing. That's why I was like, I will boycott watching wrestling if this continues, because one, there isn't that many good storylines since WrestleMania, and then you've got this weird sort of thing, and I'm just not buying it. Do you know what I mean? If he, it just make there's and especially with the cuts, the people that got cut, and those people. I'm really sad about, actually. I'm pretty devastated for them. And I kind of think, Pat McAfee, he's already on the show. Like, he doesn't need any more screen time. And they keep plugging him. Like, I know someone out there cares that he's on wrestling, but I don't. And a lot of people that I speak to also seem to have the same opinion, even you guys. So it's like, why are we, why is that a main event? So anyway, it was good because maybe they wanted to give Pat time off. I was hoping he'd choke him out and then Pat would have an injury and then he wouldn't be on the show for a bit. Because, like you said, he's not, I don't think he's doing the greatest job at commentating. And I don't think Joe Tessitore is either. Like, he's not, I don't think he's working very well with Wade Barrett. Because there was a few pauses. Like, he's very like entertainment, sports. And like Wade Barrett needs someone to sort of play off so that he can have the opposing view, and then I think he finds it's very like in the I think it was SmackDown. I could see they weren't really gelling, and then with Pat, it's just sometimes he doesn't really. It's like he doesn't pay attention or something. So,
He
anyway.
is pretty good at, he, I mean, credit where it's due. Pat McAfee is pretty good at throwing his pen in the air and catching it. You see, he does that every single episode.
Does it?
And he's so impressed with it. You see him do it and he's like, like, whoa, look at
Does
that.
it? I don't.
Look at that ninja stuff. I mean, he's literally just throws it in the air and catches it. Honestly, you should see. Yeah, he's so impressed with himself for doing it. It's ninja stuff. Like that, like Master Splinter taught in it.
I need to check this out. I've not seen that. I don't. I guess, I just zone out when he's on, to be fair. He just and when he starts doing the yeeting is that I think that was also that ruined it for me, the yeeting. And that's probably why Gunther was like getting annoyed and good on him. And he was like, I want to knock that guy out. Like, why does he keep cheering for this guy?
Yeah, I mean, he does make me laugh sometimes, actually. Pat McAfee does make me laugh sometimes. He did say something the other week that I had me going, and I can't remember exactly what it was. But yeah, I just think not only do I'm not a big fan of his commentary, but not only that, I didn't really get where the story was going to go from here. Like, is this literally you've set all this up just to have one match at Backlash? Like, there are so many other matches you could have had. You've got this whole massive stacked roster.
I
To the
know.
point where you are letting people go,
You are main people going.
it's like what you couldn't have had another match in there. It's like,
I
yeah, it was
know.
just weird. Like I thought maybe they'd have a match because again I haven't seen it, but I haven't seen anything online about it either. I thought they'd have a match, and then a champion would appear to kind of take on Gunther and kind of be the commentator's champion if you want. But yeah, and that could have led into a much bigger
Yeah, I think
thing.
that would have worked. I thought, like, if it was, yeah, like that would make more sense. But I don't like the whole gimmicky thing, and that's what it was. And I'm happy with the result. Backlash was good. Pat looked like a burnt red rooster. So did Randy, actually. It must be really hot in St. Louis or something. I don't know.
The
Yeah.
alligators.
What were you
Is
saying?
that there's alligators?
It's
It's
all alligators.
alligators.
Oh gosh. What did you think about like the other? I mean, there was other matches, but let's just talk about the big ones. John Cena versus Randy. Have you seen that?
Yeah, didn't see the match, but I know the result, obviously. I was quite happy with the idea of those two facing off. Again, I didn't think there was any kind of build up to it, though. I didn't really like. I think it would have been better if, Cody Rhodes had won at WrestleMania,
Yeah.
but been injured and had to renounce the title, vacate the title, and then it would have had John Cena jumping at the bit again to have another chance to get the title. And then they could have had a little bit of a tournament or something, or to find out who's gonna compete for the title at Backlash. But this was just kind of like the storyline seemed to be from the episodes I've seen was Randy Orton just came over and gave him an RKO or a diamond cutter, as I like to call it. Give him a diamond cutter, and that's it. That they're having a fight at Backlash now.
Yeah, it's a diamond cutter from another wrestler.
That's from Diamond Dallas. Feel the bang, Paige.
Okay. So this was what's the word? This is a stolen move.
I think loads of people have used it. It's been called loads of different things.
Okay.
But I remember a lad who I used to work with said, "What does RKO actually stand for?" And I said, "It means diamond cutter, mate."
Okay. Fair enough. Interesting. Well, I guess that happens a lot, isn't it? I think somebody was saying Cody Rhodes had certain moves from other people from AEW and so on. Yeah, some people are even less shameless about it, I guess. You don't even wait till someone like passes away or like leaves the company. It's just like, yeah, I'll just take that. But yeah, like he was RKOing quite a lot of people in there. The general manager gets to a point where it gets a bit silly. The RKO.
I think we're well, yeah, I don't know. It kind of reminds me a little bit of Stone Cold when he used to give everyone the stunner.
Yeah.
And that was nothing but entertainment, so
That's true. That was like monumental. What
yeah.
do you think, Martin?
I'm
Matching.
our pain, everyone. That's just normal.
Yeah, or just about the match in general.
It's all right. But I don't know, well, the amount of referees they went through, another one in it. Classic. Classic. Let's knock out a few more referees. It was all right. It did drag on a little bit. I don't know. Maybe I was just in a mood that day because like everything just seemed to drag. And I remember looking at the time when I was watching it. I was thinking, "Is this the last match? It's 40 minutes left."
Yeah.
Thinking, "What the hell? 40 minutes?
They really were
That's
trying to
RKO."
fill it up, isn't it?
I think this is like when you say like, oh, everything's dragging, everything's dragging. I think that is partly because there's just no like attachment to it, involvement, because they haven't, for me anyway, they haven't built the stories up. There's no real reason why they're doing it, so you're just not invested, and it's like it's dragging because you just want it to be over so you can get on with it. You can get on with something that you'll be invested in. That's what I think anyway.
Yeah, you're probably right.
You
It was
probably are.
really, I did find it quite hard, like the amount of time that these matches are on, especially after that thing that dragged. And then you're like, okay, come on, something, bring on something a bit more lively, as you said, a bit more interesting, a bit more invested. I actually found that the first match was probably the best one, really, for me, which was
Is that the fatal four-way?
the four way. I actually found that actually quite entertaining, like a reasonable match. For me, this whole Backlash thing felt like just a really good episode of like Raw a really good episode of SmackDown, but it didn't feel like it was like a main event. It just seemed like another just good episode of a TV show. It wasn't spectacular for me, but yeah, no, that's probably the best match. I thought the first one was. The others were where the single matches were. They just dragged out too long. And another one example was like the Dirty Dom and Penta match. It wasn't at all spectacular at all, to be honest. Again, it was just like another day at Raw.
Happy with the result, though. Old Dirty
Yeah,
Dom.
happy with the result. I like that Mysterio won. No, not Mysterio, sorry. What is it?
He was
Yeah, it's Mysterio.
Mysterio,
I like Mysterio. I like that he won. I actually think he deserves it. The amount of effort he's put in and the amount of beatings he takes every week.
I think as well he actually wrestled really well. Like I thought technically he wrestled pretty good. It's just like now there's so many heels that I think you can take. People aren't focused on him as they were before, like where they wouldn't let him talk because they've got worser heels now, you know. So he's getting a chance to sort of just be a wrestler, I feel. I don't know if you feel the same.
Hope he isn't going for a face turn.
You think
That's
so?
a, I hope not, because obviously the kind of I'm the kind of it feels a little bit like they're distancing themselves a little bit from the Dirty Dom. I hear that a little less, you know, yeah, and obviously he's got this conflict with Finn Balor, and they're kind of looking like the baddie in all of it. And
Yeah.
yeah, I hope Dominic isn't going for a face turn, because I just think he's class.
Yeah.
I think he's absolutely, you know, I want to bear children just so that I can try and make them grow up like him. That's what I want.
With a moustache as well.
Absolutely. I'm hoping they're coming out with the moustache.
That's the
one thing. If he does turn, he's got to shave that thing off.
Oh no.
I know. I mean.
You can't have a like. You can't have a hero with a moustache because that's how you tell when someone's a villain. Because like you know, they used it in Knight Rider. That was the only way you knew it was a villain, right?
It's like, you know, unless you're Burt Reynolds, Eddie Murphy, or Tom Selleck, baddie Tash.
Yeah, it's like
That's the rules.
who are you? You know, otherwise.
Yeah.
But the obviously your favorite as well, Emmy Blaze. You got old Lyra Valkyria. You must have been excited about her.
Oh no, it's good. Yeah, it's good. I mean, did she get her nose broke?
Did she?
Yeah.
What I played on, wasn't it? At the end of it.
Becky broke her nose.
Wow. Well, there you go. Everyone's happy. I got to see.
Everyone's a
Well,
except she won. I mean, that's the only thing, but it doesn't matter.
we were talking about this earlier. It's like one extreme Irish voice to the other. You got like a little quiet, little squeaky Gwen voice, and then you got a screechy Becky Lynch voice.
Somebody was saying about how does it how it must be pretty mate like wild at home with Seth and Becky, you know, with those voices, you know, and the sort of the energy. Do you know what I mean? The energy might be intense. You know, did you see Lyra's boyfriend or partner or whatever turned up and he's there's it's been causing quite a stir online.
Oh, how come?
Right, so whatever, you carry on.
No, you go.
I was just gonna say, right, she's not, you know, she's no Jade Cargill or anything like that, but when you see the boyfriend, you think, wow, you've really like gone finding someone in the ditch. You know what I mean? It's really, she's really gone like
That's
really
a
like
bit
that.
extreme, isn't it?
Don't
Finding
watch the
someone in
tone
a
that you explain
ditch.
it.
Oh my goodness.
What we say, is he rough? Is that what we're saying?
He looks like he's like somebody took like put, it was on Becky's because she posted a video of taunting him her to him and stuff like that. And somebody wrote like put a gif and it was from something like you know something like Dodgeball or something. I don't know what it was from, but it's like this character or actor who's like a comedian or something that, you know, looks very geeky or something. And, you know, it looked identical to this person. It really did. But I think he's like actually a well-known wrestler, not like a well-known indie wrestler. And apparently he's wrestled Matt Cardona and other people and people he's pretty well respected. But
Right.
yeah, he looks, he doesn't look very Hollywood, but if he does, he looks it in the wrong way. I'm not in a bad way. Not is there a wrong way? He looks he just looks different. He's not what people expected, let's say.
Oh, I see. Okay. So you're
Screech
saying,
from Saved by the Bell.
yeah, Dominic, what was his name? Oh, Dustin something. I remember him. Yeah, Screech from Saved by the Bell. I
Kind
think
of looks like it.
what you're trying to tell me is, I've got a chance.
Yeah.
If I ever find myself single, I've got a chance.
I think people are saying, like, it's, it could be, it's a connection, a personality connection. I mean, it's just not that. It's, without, if he had a bit of a makeover, people wouldn't be saying nothing. He's obviously a young guy. Anyways, I don't want to make, I don't want to laugh at someone's appearance. I think people
Yeah, that's
are shocked.
wrong. I wouldn't do such a thing.
Yeah, people were just shocked that was the fiance. He's the fiance, actually. So it's quite serious.
I said he was like one of those bird watchers, so he's all right.
To be honest, people probably think the same when they see me and my partner out. She always
Yeah.
looks immaculate and I look like dog poo. So,
I guess, that
I mean,
one.
631 pounds of solid muscle dog poo,
I'm sure you look good. You look
but
good. You look good. It's fine. And this guy looks good. I've seen some other, like his Hollywood wrestling poster, pictures and posters, and he looks all right. But I think maybe he should have dressed up a bit for his fiance's big pay-per-view. Do you know what I mean? Especially if he was going to be on camera.
Do you know, I probably respect him more for not dressing up.
You know, okay, fair
Yeah,
enough.
I do you know, I'm now going to look him up, and I don't. I'm going to be. He's got a fan for not dressing up, for being on WWE television.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Okay. Yeah, but
I'm just trying to find a picture of him now. It's definitely not like one.
he does look a little bit better. I found some pictures and like when he in his little wrestling outfits and stuff, but it was kind of not very wasn't a
Cosplay.
flattering. Was that
Maybe just cosplay.
what it, when he was maybe he was doing it on purpose. He was like, I don't want to take away her spotlight, my beautiful face. But yeah, so that was causing a little bit of a stir. I think people just, all those sad boys that just they always dream about these wrestlers. So
There you go. Everybody's got a chance.
yeah, exactly. Maybe it'll become your new obsession, Pump the Beef. You get off Kit Wilson, and this will be your new boy.
Maybe.
LJ Cleary.
Is that his name? LJ Cleary. Okay. Oh.
Yeah,
There you go, LJ. You've got yourself a stalker.
my
You
goodness.
should have dressed up.
I know it's a good segue, isn't it? You know what I mean? Definitely a good segue for the guy. People invested, they're just like, who is this guy? Okay, so let's talk about the people that have got cut, I think prior to this week, just recently, the big news. There's quite a few people. What do you think about generally about the cuts, like before we go through the list?
There seems to be like loads of rumors about like why they got cut. There's always like I see things online. It's like some of them it's because they were lazy, some because they're getting paid too much. Yeah, I think the one that hurt me the most was probably like Shayna Baszler. I love Shayna Baszler. I think the character is just so cool. And whenever she posts anything online about stuff that she does in her free time, all of it's stuff that I love, like don't necessarily do it, like jujitsu, but I do love it. Like I love the idea of it, And yeah, she's a professor at jujitsu now. Like, so she gives classes. She does like weapon smithing,
Oh,
she makes her
wow.
own knives and stuff. Yeah, it's like super cool. She does like obviously Warhammer 40K, which I'm a big fan of. Yeah, and I just think her and her character seem so cool. I always thought she was really underused,
Yeah.
and it kind of I was a little bit shocked that they let her go.
No, because I get it, because I mean she was on the week before. That was the shocking news about most of them. A lot of them were working by the week before, so it wasn't like they weren't on TV. Like Braun Strowman was working. He was on the TV. Whether he was entertaining us that well was a different story, right? But that, I don't know, it seemed a bit harsh, really.
Bit sudden, yeah. I think the tale with him was that they weren't he wasn't sorry, what was it, that he was getting paid too much,
Oh, really?
yeah. Like I heard, I don't know, I guess because he'd been around, maybe he was on older contracts or whatever, I don't know. But yeah, he was I think the quote that I'd seen most was something along the lines of they were paying him more than what they were using him.
Right. That's interesting. And I think what I've seen is that his injuries, he's always injured and he's not been okay for quite a while, sort of thing. So that was the other thing. His body's a bit of a liability. I mean, Macho Martin, are you happy to see the back of him?
They weren't really doing much with him, really, were they? That's I think that's half the problem. It's we're getting rid of these so many stars, and it's like, well, unfortunately, it goes both ways, you know. It's like you haven't really put much effort into their storyline, so they can't really. There's only limited amount of what they can do if you're not giving them the right stories, or the right combination of characters and things like that. So I think there's a lot more involved in it. I think there's definitely a two-way street in terms of not only the wrestler putting in the work, because we know, from even Bianca Belair and stuff, the amount of work that she actually puts into herself and doing these things, where she puts money, she puts time in these costumes, she takes time, she makes sure her entrances are all right. She's gone into interviews depth about how much she really puts into this stuff. So of course I think, if these wrestlers aren't put in 100%, then fair enough, but it's also down to the company as well. So I think it's partly to do with that, but it also I think is also to do with money in terms of the Netflix era, shall we say. Let's face it, Netflix are all about business, and if the account books aren't balancing, then you're gone.
Especially, I think there's so news is that they are trying to, like, it's a definite shoo-in or something with Joe Hendry, but I think they're gonna finally sign him. So maybe it was like all these people that they've signed, all of these deals they've done with the Mexican wrestling company and stuff like that, that maybe they were like, we can't, well, they're still making a hell of a lot of money, but we can't, justify these people that they don't have any storylines, or the storyline they have, they can't think of anything to do with them. The person I was really upset with was because Gigi Dolin. And I know, like, she's not main roster. It's very weird, my thing with Gigi Dolin, but I really love that character. And they hadn't done anything with her properly for a while. She was kind of in, always, she's always in a trio or something. And since Mandy Rose left, I think that she's been a little bit not, they weren't sure what to do with her. And then at one point, she had like a solo run in NXT. And I was just excited. I thought it was like really emotional. Like she was good at promo. Maybe the wrestling wasn't amazing, but that doesn't mean that much because there's a lot of people, the wrestling's not amazing, but still we see them every week. Do you know what I mean? But so I was quite, it's a shame for people that were just about to emerge, or we're waiting to see more from them because they're quite young, and including Cora Jade as well. And a few of the other people in the NXT, I thought it was a bit of a shame. But yeah.
Yeah, Shotzi as well was one I was quite surprised about. Like she's kind of like a, big presence, I would say, like a big personality in
He is.
the roster, and I was, yeah, I was quite surprised that yeah, some of the names on it, like Dakota Kai's, well, I know Dakota Kai's kind of like she's injury prone, and she's probably, she comes in, does a corker match, but then she's out for months. So like, yeah, I kind of get it, I suppose, to a degree, but yeah, it's just shame, isn't it? Shame.
It's a real shame because they've still put all this effort into these people. And then, I mean, Katana, Chance, and Caden Carter, I felt a bit sorry for them anyway. They didn't really have a place, I think. They're just a bit too small. Maybe that was
It's
it.
weird with those two as well because they were like a clear cut women's tag team, you know, and it's like they've been together for a while now, and you kind of associate them with each other with their dance TikTok videos that they're doing and stuff, and it's just like, you know, you don't have many women's tag teams, you know, like the tag team division's kind of dying on its, you know, like it's kind of dying here, you know, like you've got a tag team that. I don't know, you could kind of do something with, or at least build a division round or something. I don't know,
Like
but
I get what you mean. They're pretty happy with being tag team. I don't get the impression there's a desire to be like solo right now. Do you know what I mean? So it's sort of like that's a bit of an easy one, isn't it? You got the two that they're
yeah.
trying to put pressure on, trying to, be
Sits.
more.
Yeah, very similar with Gigi Dolan as well. Like she was in, you know, with Tate and Paxley, was it? And Shotzi, and you kind of again, you kind of think like, all right, you've got a little staple going or a little team or whatever. And you know, they're kind of giving the women's wrestling like a massive push, aren't they? Like I think they're doing another Evolution pay-per-view, which I think is good. I personally think it's going to be a lot bigger than what it was last time. Like last time, I know it was like the least watched pay-per-view ever. But you know, I think women's wrestling. To be honest, whenever I start sitting talk to my mates about wrestling at work and things, it's usually the women's storylines that come up, or the you know, like a lot of them, their top three wrestlers. You know, at least one of them will be a woman. You know, be one of the women's wrestlers. I really think that if you know, they could even I don't know, even might be worth having a women only. Sure, maybe once a month. It doesn't have to be every week if they haven't got the storylines or anything. Just like once a month, have a women, like a women's only show.
That's a good idea because I think that was the other thing that people had highlighted the other week, that it was a lot of women that were let go, basically. So, kind of didn't sit very well with a lot of people. Obviously, there's a lot of men, but it was a big sort of like intake of women that they outed, sort of thing. It was like, isn't it, like Katana Chance, Caden Carter, Dakota Kai, Shayna Baszler, Cora Jade, Gigi Dolin, Chikara Johnson, Shotzi. I don't know if there's any
Yeah,
more.
there were some people on the list, to be honest, I hadn't heard of, I have to admit. Yeah, I mean, another one I've got to call out as well is Gallus. I love Gallus,
Oh yeah, Gallus.
and I was gutted that they were gone as well. I mean, we haven't seen them for ages.
No.
I don't know why that is, but yeah, I thought they were class.
Yeah, very strange, isn't it? Like, Gallus boy's always on top.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a shame because, and then they brought back someone else from NXT UK. He always had the Heritage Card Cup. Do
Oh,
you
was
know?
it Tyler Bates?
No, it wasn't Tyler. They did bring back Tyler Bates, but I don't know. We haven't seen him since, or have we?
Is it N Noam Dar?
Noam Dar. Yeah, they brought him back.
Yeah.
So it was like kind of a bit random. And now he's in this weird little, like, funky fraction.
I know he was in Metaphor, wasn't he? But I can't remember. That was Last Legend was in that as well.
He's got into this sort of funky, quirky fraction, which is interesting. But it's just kind of like, I don't know. I thought Gallus was a little bit more louder than him and stuff like that. Do you know what I mean? But
Yeah, they look tough, robust. You know, like they look the part. They look like, you know, like tough Scottish lads. You know, I can kind of see a story building around them, but you know.
It was also weird that they got rid of Eddie Thorpe in NXT because I felt like they're always, isn't he got, he's always got a storyline there. So, I just thought it was a bit weird, like they got rid of him. It's just kind of like, okay. Interesting. I guess they're just like, we ain't got nothing more for him. That's it.
Yeah, it's just odd, isn't it? I don't know if they're making room for like, is it acquisitions? Is that the right word?
Yeah.
For people that they know that they're going to bring on.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, Braun Strowman didn't seem too bothered. You know, I saw like he posted his post like as soon as he had been released that he'd been let go. He was just out jet skiing. You know, he just
Know.
didn't seem too bothered, which I quite like.
Maybe it's because he was being paid too much, like you said. He it
That
doesn't really hurt him as much.
was the report. Yeah, that's what I'd heard. That or not that he was necessarily being paid too much, just more than what they're wanting to use him for. And it's kind of like, well, you know, it's your decision how much you want to use him. But
What
yeah,
do you think of his replacement?
who was his replacement?
There's a new guy that they've got in. And he's kind of like the same size, and he just came like after they had the cuts news, they just debuted this big guy, and then he had a fight with Otis.
I don't even remember that fight. Is that rememberable?
It
I don't even remember that.
was last week.
Are you
It,
talking about Rusev?
yeah.
Rusev's like, yeah, he's old school.
But like it's like he's the new replacement. He's clearly he looks like Braun Strowman, but with less gas. No
No,
brakes.
I honestly don't remember that match.
Know, I think we spoke about it actually, but you weren't impressed with him.
That's probably why.
Rusev's pretty cool. I quite like Rusev. Yeah, I maybe that's it. Maybe they're just getting rid of. I'm not getting rid. That's horrible sound, isn't it? Getting rid,
They are getting rid. They
chopping
got
off the
rid.
fat. Yeah.
They're chopping off the
Yeah.
fat. They're getting rid of it. Like I've actually seen like somebody put a report out saying WWE get rid of the dead weight, which I thought was pretty awful. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like especially as
Yeah.
these are like as we were saying, these are like loved, you know, characters or people we like loved. So it was enough for me to think about. Do I want to invest my time watching this? I did think that. I was like, you know, Triple H is just thinking, oh, you know, about his talent or something. And we're thinking, we're invested in these talent, you know what I mean? Like, we've been watching these people over the years, and you haven't given them enough screen time, but you're willing to give Pat McAfee a pay-per-view, whereas these people are fighting to even be on the programming, you know.
Yeah. I mean, I get that, you know, obviously sometimes you've just got to let people go if things aren't working out. I get it. But yeah, I do kind of feel like, I mean, even I feel bad for some of the talent as well that just isn't getting used. And even if they haven't been let go, like I know there's Karrion Kross had that documentary, he released a documentary just after WrestleMania. So he's generated a little bit of heat and things, but I've always thought like he's underused. Like I've always thought Karrion Kross was underused, and yeah, you could have given him a match. And
Yeah, what was the do you have any insight into his documentary? What was he
yeah, I
doing?
watched it. Yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah, what do you think?
I felt like it needed an editor. I felt like it could have been reduced to about half an hour.
Okay.
But yeah, like I get what he's trying to say, but I think personally, what the documentary was he obviously is his own brand, Killer Kross, and he wants to make sure that whatever happens, he's still sorted. You know,
Okay.
like he can still sell his brand. So I think it was kind of like, it felt a little bit like he was kind of trying to protect the Killer Kross persona.
Okay.
Because some of it felt like a work, you know, like some of it felt like he was, you know, like acting if you want.
Thing.
Yeah. And there was like an interview in it where he was sat across from another wrestler, his friend. I can't remember his name now. And it just made me think like there's a big difference between how Americans take compliments and how Brits take compliments.
Okay.
Because this guy sat opposite him was giving him a compliment for about, I think it was about 15 minutes of the documentary.
Okay.
Was him just saying like, "Oh, you're a great guy, you're a great wrestler, you work hard," but and he was going on, and I kind of thought, as a Brit, I'd have stopped him 30 seconds in and said, "No, I'm rubbish."
Yeah. Yeah,
No,
same. I think
I'm rubbish, I'm rubbish,
that's
I'm
just
rubbish.
like how we roll, isn't it? We
Yeah.
try not to. It gets a bit
Yeah.
embarrassing, you know what I mean? Otherwise.
Well, it's just cultural, isn't it? Like in Britain, it's just not polite to accept a compliment. It's
Yeah.
not that we can't or we don't, you know, like it's just that it's not polite. The polite thing to do is say, "No, please stop complimenting me because I haven't got one for you. So please stop complimenting me. I'm no good. I am not worthy of it."
Wow, this sounds intense. Like this sounds like this guy, like someone was just like bowing down to Karrion Kross and just being like,
Well,
"You're amazing." And he was just like, "Well, yeah, I am. Thank you."
he can't, well, he didn't say yeah, but he kind of just nodded along. And that's the American thing. In America, it's when someone gives you a compliment, if you think it's true, the polite thing to do is to nod and say yes, thank you, or even just to say yes. You know, like it's just cultural difference, I suppose. But I mean, the documentary is worth a watch. It is a bit long.
Okay.
If you're a Karrion Kross fan, if you're not, you could probably skip it.
I'm just
But
curious about this bit, like
the,
just see
it's
how
like
long
it's fil
it
it's filmed as well as if it's like voyeuristic, you know, like the camera's kind of behind this like vase or lampshade or something,
goes.
and
Okay.
it's like, trying to make it as if it's a little bit like we've caught a snippet of this secret conversation. It's like from two angles. Yeah, you just yeah, I'd have probably edited a lot of that conversation down, but what do I know?
Oh
You
wow.
know?
I've got to check this out for sure. Me and my friends
But
gotta
yeah,
do this.
I love Karrion Kross, and I think he's one of the people who, like we say, he's underused. You know, like he could easily have had a match against Gunther or, you know, whoever. I mean, when he's let loose, you know, when he's given a match and he's given an opportunity, like he had that match with AJ Styles. I mean, the last match that I really remember, like seeing him in that I felt gripped to it, was when I think he had a cage match with Big D. I mean, years ago, a good couple of years ago. And there was a whole storyline wrapped around that. And I thought, you know, like him and Big D, like Big D's one of the top guys, you know? So I thought, all right, they're giving Karrion Kross the push that he kind of deserves. He's going to end up being one of the top guys. I'd have probably predicted after the feud with Drew McIntyre that Karrion Kross would be one of the top guys by now. But
Yeah, I guess it's like one of those things, like they need, like for me, like obviously it was years ago that he was a bit more relevant. Whatever they've been trying to do, I don't understand what they've been trying to do with him the last few months. He's just in the back, and then when they get him out, he's not really winning anything, you know what I mean? He's not really, you know, they're not really making him look good. So it's sort of, yeah, if I was him, I would be worried about his brand, because I think they're kind of ruining him.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if I don't, I, you know, yeah, I don't, because I'm not sure how much creative control he has or whatever, but it does kind of feel as though they're kind of diminishing him a little bit, squishing him a little bit. And I think personally, that's what this documentary was about just saying, I am still here. I'm still Killer Kross.
Okay. Wow. Well, good on him. At least he's trying to take control of his narrative, I guess. So literally I'll have to check that out just out of curiosity. Just
Yeah,
out of
it's on.
curiosity to learn a bit more about him, because I don't get it, whatever they're doing. So I don't really, because of what it's not helping his personality, right? It's not really, you know, they're kind of like, as we were just saying. So
Yeah, it's on YouTube. It's free on YouTube.
okay, cool. Was there anything else anyone wanted to talk about? Or
I guess rest in peace, Sabu.
Sabu, someone died?
Sabu, yeah, Sabu died.
Oh, didn't know about that. When was that?
I think yesterday or today,
Oh.
old ECW legend.
Oh wow. Gosh. Oh, he was like sort of dressed in the sort of Saudi vibe.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, well, that's really sad. He's 60 years old, it seems.
Yeah.
Wow. And he
End
was,
on a high note.
yeah. Well, you know, rest in peace indeed. That was really sad news. All right. Well, yeah, ending on a high note. But
Sorry, sorry, everyone.
no, but it's important. It's important because, you know, commemorate people that have led the way. All right. Well, it's been good. Thank you, Macho Martin and Pump the Beef. And we will talk to you guys next time. Please like and subscribe. But yeah. Bye.
Bye.